Hi all, Master Gardener John Fisher here with KLCC's Good Gardening. Pests and disease can cause problems for your crops, like you don't get to eat what you grew. Resistant varieties have helped reduce disease problems, but resistant does not always mean immune. And to make things more confusing, the same plant will show different levels of resistance in different locations. I've had great success growing curl-resistant peaches. Friends have had some curl issues with the same varieties, Frost and Oregon Curl Free. My mildew-resistant grapes are, and they aren't. Cannadice and Interlochen both produce nice mildew-free crops, but the Blue Glenora variety is a mildew monster. All three are resistant varieties, but not all work equally well. I will give the Glenora one last chance next year, but the Cannadice on the arbor will get more of the space and I should get more edible grapes. So how can you know what varieties will work best for you? Location, location, location. Look around your neighborhood and see what works. A north exposure in the hills will provide a very different environment than a flat south exposure close to Coburg. If you can plant several varieties and see which does best, the less productive or disease-prone plant can be removed after a few years, maybe given to a friend in an area with a different growing climate. I always plant a half a dozen different tomato varieties. Which one does best seems almost random, but by having the variation in the plant types, there always seems to be enough fruit. Back to the grapes, Broadacres Vineyard in Hubbard has a grape tasting every Saturday in September. You can try out varieties to see if you like them and perhaps purchase a vine to put into your own backyard. The Broadacres phone number is on KLCC's website. I'm John Fisher with KLCC's Good Gardening.